Hello everyone, welcome to the April 9th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for April 9th to April 16th and beyond? So today, Sunday, April 9th, Mercury begins a retrograde period. I'm going to describe the effects according to each rising sign chart, but before getting into that, let's just take a minute to note a couple of other events in the zodiac happening this week. First, there's the full moon, just after midnight on Monday night, or actually Tuesday the 11th for most of the world. Note that the full moon is conjunct with retrograde Jupiter, just a few degrees away, in fact. Normally, a moon-Jupiter conjunction is a good thing, highlighting the significations of Jupiter and thus full of optimism, expressing truth and wisdom, hope for prosperity, and so forth. But with Jupiter still in a retrograde period, in other words, backwards, there's some doubt about how benefic this really is. When a planet is retrograde, its significations aren't operating normally. In other words, there's doubt instead of Jupiter's usual hope and optimism. Another celestial item this week is Mars changing signs on Wednesday, April 12th. Mars leaves Aries, where it has been since March 1st, and proceeds into Taurus, where it will remain until almost the end of May. The energy pattern of Mars in Taurus puts together action-oriented Mars with the materialistic inclinations of Taurus. So, the next 6 weeks, there's more energy for actions affecting wealth, possessions, values, assets, and so forth. Mars is a forceful planet. Taurus is a sign that wants something of value for the effort. Another thing to keep in mind, though, Mars is the planet of aggression, and Taurus is the sign of the bull. And when the bull gets angry, well, that can be bad. By the way, Donald Trump has a powerful combination in Taurus in his natal Vedic astrology chart, in his 10th house of public actions. He'll be trying to do things. Okay, now getting back to Mercury retrograde. So, the thing to remember for this Mercury retrograde period is that Mercury is combining with Uranus, and this energy pattern will become more exact and therefore get more intense as we move towards the end of the month. Mercury retrograde periods are known for annoying screw-ups in daily operations, especially with communications, equipment, and transactions. Besides the usual problems, this Mercury retrograde period will be a bit crazier than usual due to Mercury making direct contact with Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events. In other words, surprises. Could be exciting. Or really unnerving. So, prepare yourselves. The problems of Mercury retrograde will be carrying an extra punch from the planet of disruption. The usual misunderstandings and mistakes due to the planet of rational thinking being backwards will tend to veer off into extreme territory. Mercury represents the media. There will likely be surprising, disturbing communications that can catch us off guard. Now, on to the effects for each sign. And remember, this is the sidereal zodiac. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, please subtract 24 degrees from your rising degree to get to the correct rising sign. If you are Aries rising, you get a front seat for the energy pattern of retrograde Mercury and Uranus, which will be manifesting in your ascendant. The problems inherent in this combination get exacerbated because Aries is a naturally fast-moving, impulsive sign. Since the first house represents the body, not only will you be making mistakes in your communications with others, there's also the problem of physical activities. Therefore, be extra careful of accidents, especially when under the influence of a sudden Uranian impulse. For Taurus rising people, the retrograde Mercury-Uranus combination afflicts your 12th house of loss and expense. Since Mercury is the planet of business transactions, you have to be especially careful of anything connected with money. Any impulsive purchases will almost certainly turn out to be regrettable. The 12th house is the house of the subconscious. Mercury is the planet of the intellect. Uranus is the planet of inspiration. There is some potential here for insights coming by way of contemplation and meditation. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, retrograde Mercury with Uranus will be functioning in your 11th house, the house of goals and ambitions. Obviously, this is not the best time to push forward towards your objectives, since the results will not be what you were expecting. Unexpected problems will arise in communications with 11th house people. These are the relationships you've created through your actions in the world. So, be especially careful when dealing with your friends and associates during the coming weeks. Social engagements will be full of surprises. For Cancer rising people, it's the 10th house that gets impacted by the retrograde Mercury-Uranus pattern. Thus, the potential for misunderstandings and mistakes affecting your career, business, and professional activities, as well as any public actions. This is also the part of the chart that connects with people in power. In other words, your superiors and even government authorities. Therefore, be especially careful with communications with your boss, which could take an unexpected turn. If you are Leo rising, you have Mercury retrograde and Uranus afflicting your 9th house. Since the 9th house is the house of making journeys, and Mercury is a travel planet, this would not be a good time to be taking a trip somewhere. This is not a good time to begin a course of study, while the planet of study and learning is backwards in the zodiac. Your impulse to do a good deed could turn out differently than you intended. Communications with your father and or guru are prone to misunderstanding, misinterpretation, and sudden reversals. Virgo rising people have retrograde Mercury and Uranus conjunct in their 8th house. With this position, you need to be especially careful of any financial involvements with others, such as depending on your partner's income, which could be subject to surprising changes. A miscalculation when handling someone else's money could lead to unexpected consequences, even humiliation. The 8th house is the house of special knowledge and research and investigation, which may benefit from having the planet of the intellect in an introspective mode, combined with Uranus, the planet of sudden inspiration, leading you to make an important new discovery. If you are Libra rising, it's your 7th house of partnership that will be afflicted by the Mercury retrograde Uranus energy. This is not a good thing for your marriage or any one-on-one relationship, including clients, which will be subject to the usual misunderstandings of Mercury retrograde. But this time, with the addition of Uranus, there could be truly irrational explosions of temper. So, best course is to try to stay calm and rational in the face of the unreasonable behavior of your partner. For Scorpio rising people, it's your sixth house of struggle and difficulties that gets affected by retrograde Mercury and Uranus. This is obviously a problematic situation. Uranus indicates some unusual, unexpected situation arising, and with retrograde Mercury, it will have the additional quality of being perplexing, even misleading. Likewise, your attempts to diffuse the problem could backfire. The sixth house is the house of your employment, as well as employees and co-workers, which could very likely be the source of the trouble. Sagittarius rising charts have retrograde Mercury conjunct Uranus in the fifth house, the house of love and romance, children, teachers and teachings, fun and entertainment. Retrograde Mercury is well known for setting up misunderstandings, which happen more readily in this case with Uranus providing the energy of unexpected circumstances. Retrograde Mercury causes mistakes in communication. Uranus is the planet of the unusual. This can result in misinterpreting someone's intentions, leading to an impractical romantic situation. For Capricorn rising charts, the Mercury retrograde Uranus combination shows up in your fourth house, affecting your home and living situation, as well as comfort, stability, security, and relationship with mother. The circumstances on the home front will be unstable, especially towards the end of April. Watch out for unexpected misunderstandings with those who you live with, and especially your mother. If you are Aquarius rising, it's your third house that will be receiving the retrograde Mercury-Uranus energy. Since the third house is everyday actions, this position can be particularly annoying. Communications with others, especially the third house people, neighbors, and relatives, will be prone to irksome misinterpretations, and with Uranus here, those irritations can suddenly explode into unforeseen dimensions. Since the third house is also making efforts, this is not the best time to be initiating anything when the planet of making choices is retrograde and conjunct the planet of sudden events. Efforts tend to result in unexpected consequences. And for Pisces rising charts, Mercury retrograde will be with Uranus in your second house. The second house is your money. Mercury is the planet of business transactions. Uranus is the quality of suddenness. So, careful of making a financial mistake due to feeling pressured to make an immediate decision. Mercury is the planet of communication, the second house is speech, and Uranus is the planet of freedom and independence. This combination signifies free speech, but with Mercury retrograde and with Uranus having a sometimes explosive quality, your vocal expression can go a bit overboard. So remember, this Mercury retrograde period is going to be a bit more crazy than usual due to the proximity of Uranus. The craziness gets worse as we get towards the end of the month, when the conjunction will be exact. But then, Mercury will be barely moving as it becomes stationary before going back to direct motion, and therefore, Mercury will be in contact with Uranus for an extended period of time. Even after Mercury returns to direct motion on May 3rd, it will still be closely conjunct Uranus. So we can anticipate that the craziness will extend into early May. And now, once again, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.